SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. 155 days until Election Day, House Speaker Mike Johnson believes a host of important issues will drive Republican voters to the polls.
It's inflation, it's the immigration, the open border, the infirmity of the president. I would add another eye. How about instability on the world stage, which really all of this leads into? We're on the verge of World War III. We've got hot wars around the globe in China, Russia, and Iran all working together.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, the Louisiana congressman says he's confident the conviction of Mr. Trump will rally support for the former president and all Republicans heading into November. So confident, in fact, he's already mapping out a strategy for major reforms in Washington.
I told President Trump recently, in your next term, which I'm convinced you'll get, you could be the most consequential president of the modern era, sir, because obviously we've got to fix everything. And he knows that. He gets it. We're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda in the new Congress, new administration, and I think it's going to excite the people.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street starts the month of June on a high note after ending May with a bang.
The Dow surged almost 575 points on Friday, the blue chips gaining 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%, the key measure of the market's health, registering its sixth winning month in the last seven, making up for April's losses. The market is still rooting for a Fed interest rate cut. Data from the CME Group indicates traders are optimistic about at least one rate cut before year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
A jury in Idaho this weekend unanimously agreed convicted killer Chad Daybell deserves the death penalty for the gruesome murders of his wife and his girlfriend's two youngest children. The decision ends a grim case that began in 2019 with a search for two missing children. A last-minute problem halted Saturday's launch attempt for Boeing's first astronaut flight. Launch is going to try again, maybe Wednesday. This is SRN News. In the war on pornography, there's good news.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, "I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact." He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The measure is set to go into effect October 1st, even as the nation awaits a final decision from the Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one of the most commonly used abortion drugs. This is SRN News. In Hawaii, Governor Josh Green signed legislation aiming to jumpstart housing construction.
This will address an acute housing shortage that is pushing residents to move to states where the cost of living is less. The legislation included measures that would require counties to allow at least two additional units on residential lots and allow business district buildings to be reconfigured for people to live in, and would allow state bonds to fund housing infrastructure. The governor said Hawaii has a shortage of teachers, nurses, and other workers because they can't afford housing. He says the bills would restore some balance. John Scott reporting.
Atlanta officials slowly repressurizing the city's water system after corroding water pipes burst in downtown, which forced many businesses and attractions to close and affected water service in area homes. Officials issued a boil water advisory for a large part of metro Atlanta. More at SRNnews.com.